Thank you, Shandor. Very good morning to you in your Rugby World Cup report. It'll be back to the drawing board for the Springboks as they turn their attention to Tonga in their last pool game of the competition in France. On the weekend, the Boks lost their first game of the tournament when they went down 13 points to 8 to Ireland at Stade de France in what one could describe as a proper test, that's for sure. Whilst the defeat was somewhat disappointing, it's far from the end of the road for the Springboks, and in all fairness, very little was wrong with their game, and the Irish were just a little better on the night. There remains a major concern about reliable kicking, though, off the tee, and this came to haunt the Springboks as they left enough points on the field to have won the test. Marnie Lubbock and Faf de Klerk both missed kicks on goal. However, against Tonga, Andre Pollard is set to make his return to the green and gold. What we need in that number 10 is definite stability. The Springbok captain, Siya Kolisi, said that they let themselves down in quite a few departments, but there were positives.
We didn't lose the game in one department. I mean, we gave away, I think, 12 penalties, and a lot of them were in the breakdown. Some are taking some defensive breakdown, so you can't blame one specific area. We got to get better. And we created such good opportunities, and then we go to the 22 and we didn't take those opportunities. And in a game like this, in a level like this, if you don't take those opportunities, this is what happens. But I thought quite a few things went well.
The defeat doesn't make a lot of difference to the Springboks with regards to the quality of opponents that they are set to face in the quarterfinals. The reality of the matter is that they would have to contend with either France or the All Blacks in the quarterfinals, with many saying that they would prefer the Springboks to tackle France if that were the case. The defeat means that they are now expected to face the French in the knockout rounds. The French will, however, be without their influential captain and World Player of the Year, Antoine Dupont, who is officially out of the World Cup with a fractured jaw. The Springbok coach, Jacques Nienaber, said that they still have to face Tonga before they think about the quarterfinals.
Whoever won this game, it will take a little bit of pressure off them going into the last round. Obviously, that pressure is now on us. We've got a big game in 8 days. Tonga had to get out of the pool. Yeah, so that's the sole thing that we will focus on. The lucky thing for us is we've got an 8-day turnaround to prepare for Tonga, so we will do a proper review on the game and look at the areas that we feel didn't go our way.
Sunday's match between the Springboks and Tonga in Marseille kicks off at 9 in the evening on Sunday. Meanwhile, the week's action kicks off tomorrow afternoon in Lyon when the Los Terros of Uruguay face the Well Witches of Namibia. And that is your Rugby World Cup report with me, John Walland. I'll have more sport for you again. That's coming up at 8:30.